We are going to talk to Ronnie Roberts with the Lynchburg Hillcats here. And Ronnie, good morning. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
The first half in the books, you guys just started up the second half, and you finished in first place, maybe not quite the way you'd have drawn it up on the last day, but that's it's six consecutive years in the playoffs. Has this franchise ever been to the postseason 6 years in a row before?
No, we haven't, and it's a nice streak to have. And winning the first half was one of those things that a week before the end of the half, didn't think you had a shot. We were, I think, four games behind Salem with eight or nine games to play, and we got really hot, and Salem got really cold, and just one of those amazing things where when you think you can't do it, things like that happen, and that's baseball. We've been on the other side of it, too. A few years ago, we only had to win like one game out of our last six, and we didn't do it, and we didn't make the playoffs. Didn't make the playoffs that year. That was 7 years ago. But yeah, it's just things happen in baseball that you don't expect to happen.
And that's the thing too. I mean, you have a long season. It's 140 or so games, and you would think maybe any individual game doesn't count. You all finished tied with record for Salem, but won the tiebreaker, beating them 7-6. That's just how close it was.
Yeah, it was, can't get any closer than that. We had identical records, but we won seven games against Salem, and they only won six. So one game, every game is just as important. The first game of the year is just as important as the last game. So that's why these guys play hard and never take a night off, and because they know every game can turn out to be important, as it did.
And also, the North beat the South in the All-Star game, and some awfully good pitching.
Yeah, the North used nine pitchers. Each one of them pitched an inning. Everybody, like three up and three down most of the night, a couple of hits here, there, a walk. But the pitching that the North had was just dominating, and North won the game 2-0, scored two runs in the first inning. And after that, it was a really fast game. It was 2-hour-and-5-minute game, which is a really fast for an All-Star game. But Salem Red Sox did a great job over there with all the festivities the day before, and then the pregame stuff, and the home run derby on Monday. All that was exciting, and Salem, the folks at Salem did a great job.
Now, what happens if the Hillcats win the second half too?
Well, if we win the second half, we'll have home field advantage in the playoffs, which is important. So that's why teams strive to win the second half. If we don't win the second half, the team that finishes second, or if a different team wins the second half in the playoffs, nobody gets a decided advantage like you do if you win both halves. So trying to win that second half so we have total home field advantage.
You know, a couple of nights ago, there was Justin Verlander was in he was pitching a no-hitter, and the player up against him, it was the Mariners. A player for the Mariners bunted. So breaking one of the unwritten rules of baseball when you're not supposed to bunt during a no-hitter. And so everybody's been talking about that, all these unwritten rules of baseball. And
Was he the tying run or something, though?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but Bryce Harper is a big one saying, look, we got to get rid of all these rules and make baseball fun again. I mean, with the Hillcats, are they following these unwritten rules?
You know, for the most part, I think the young kids that are playing today probably aren't as aware of the unwritten rules as the old timers. So the managers and the coaches in the league are older guys, and they're familiar with the quote-unquote unwritten rules. And I guess the younger guys pick up some of it from the older guys. But I think you're seeing less and less of guys obeying the unwritten rules, although I don't see anything wrong with some of the stuff that they do, the bat flipping and the slow trotting around the bases. You know, baseball was meant to be fun, but there are some people, and I'm a traditionalist for the most part, but sometimes getting fun back in the game and for the enjoyment of the fans, I don't see anything wrong with that, as long as you're not disrespecting your opponent or being too over the top. But bunting for a base hit in a really close game, or when it was tied, I believe, or a one-run game, I don't see anything wrong with that. Now, if he'd had a no-hitter going and his the losing team was getting beat 6-0 or something like that. That's really frowned upon because just bunting for the sake of trying to get a hit when you're that far behind, that really ticks a lot of people off. But in a close game, I see nothing wrong with it, and people I've talked to don't see anything wrong with it because you're trying to win the game. Everybody's trying to win the game. In a close game, you need to get runners on base.
You know, yeah, you talk about the guys flipping bats now. I'd love to see what would happen if somebody tried that with Bob Gibson or Don Drysdale.
Well, somebody probably did try it at one time, but nobody tried it after that because they learned their lesson. But, things have changed, and not always for the worse. The younger people and new fans, they like different things, you know. We can't stay the same all the time. And, as I said, I don't see anything wrong with it, and even though I'm a traditionalist, there's a limit to it, I think, but some of the stuff doesn't bother me.
Let's talk about Sicknarf Loopstock. Is that the best name in baseball?
I believe it is. I believe he won a contest a couple of years ago. Minor League Baseball had a contest to name the best and most unique name in Minor League Baseball, and he was the winner and voted on by fans across the country. It is a really unusual name, to say the least. And he's a quite interesting young man. He almost won the Home Run Derby in Salem. This is an aside here. He was in the finals against Jake Gatewood from Carolina Mudcats, and he was one. They do it by a clock, 3 minutes. You get 3 minutes, and Sicknarf was leading with 1 second to go. And you get an extra 30 seconds if you hit a home run in the final 30 seconds. So his opponent hit a home run with 1 second to go, which gave him an extra 30 seconds. And then he won this. With that extra 30 seconds, he hit two more home runs and beat Sicknarf. So he was 1 second away from him in the home run derby. But he hit 44 home runs in the entire home run derby.
Wow.
In about 12 or 15 minutes spread out. You know, different segments, but it was quite amazing. He was hitting balls like most people hit golf balls over the lights, into the lights, back to the left field light pole in Salem got hit twice and shattered lens, kind of like in the movie The Natural.
Right. So
it was fun to watch.
Ronnie, who's the best one or maybe two prospects on the Hillcats right now?
Oh, Tristan McKenzie is the best. He's a Indians' number one prospect, 19-year-old big right-handed pitcher. I say big. He's tall, but he's thin. He weighs 165. But he's doing really well, 19 years old. And the Indians project him as a frontline starter in the big leagues in a couple of years. And really hard working, a nice guy. And and Brock Hartson, and then Shane Bieber, who pitched last night, big right-handed pitcher also, since he got called up from Lakewood. He's pitching well, and we won last night 3-0, and he struck out 11 in 8 innings. So those are two guys that really stand out, and I think are going to be stars in the big league.
And one more thing about Sicknarf, that we should note that Sicknarf is his dad's name, Francis, spelled backwards.
That's right. That is correct.
And so, Ronnie, do you ever have any other players whose names were their father's name spelled backward?
Yeah, I played with a guy a few years ago, and I told Sicknarf when he told me about how he got his name, and I said, I played with a guy a few years ago that his parents gave him his father's name spelled backwards. And he said, oh, yeah, what was the name? And I said, Bob. And he thought that was really funny. So I've used that joke quite a bit, and it's kind of funny.
But, it's a good line.
We laugh every time.
Y'all heard it several times.
Well, we're gonna just a hint. We might be using it for some for a ticket giveaway. Hillcat ticket giveaway in just here momentarily. But Ronnie, best of luck in the second half of the season. And it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night tonight. Swing for a Cure.
Yes, it is tonight. 6:30. Gets up in the 5:30. First 1,000 fans get a nice pink T-shirt, and the players will be wearing those special pink jerseys that fans can bid on, and then come down to the field after the game and get them from the player whose jersey they won. And it's one of our big nights of the year. We hope the weather holds off And then Saturday night, we have fireworks. And then Sunday afternoon, we play at 5 o'clock. Since it's the second half, our Sunday afternoon games are now at 5 o'clock instead of 2. So we're home all weekend. Hope the weather holds off. And hope everybody comes out. Last night was Lions night. We had a great crowd last night. And this team is attracting some attention. And we look forward to the second half.
They're playing really well right now. Ronnie, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. I always enjoyed it.